Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now, or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile, and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
How I Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How I Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Thank you for joining us. Thanks for tuning in. It is March the 8th, 2025, and we are live here at the Minnesota Real Estate Show every Saturday morning here at WCCO. This is a show hosted by Mike Overson of Luminate Bank, Scott Wolmering, and myself, Ryan O'Neill, of the Minnesota Real Estate Team, RE/MAX Advantage Plus. Also streaming on a variety of social media platforms, and we welcome your questions, comments, thoughts. Interrupt us at any point. 612-294-6949 is how you can reach us by phone or text throughout the show and throughout the week. 612-294-6949 with any questions at all. Scott and Mike, good morning to you guys.
Yeah, good to be here. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Like Ryan said, this is the Minnesota Real Estate Show, MN Real Estate. Show.com is how you can check us out. They're busy show today. We were just talking before air. The spring market's here, and it's here with a lion. Is that what it is? We're here with a lion, or came in with like a lion. And it's going to be a very aggressive spring. We'll talk about just some listings that we put on this last week, the kind of activity levels we're getting on it, and what's going on with mortgages.
Yeah, Mike, good to see you, bud. Good to see you as always. Affectionately known as the hardest working man in mortgage. Lot going on in your world. Just by that, I'm gonna do a little shout out. How many loans do you have closing in March? Did you tell me like 40?
Our branch will probably have about that number. I don't personally have that many, but I'll have in the low 20s probably in March.
20s.
That's just constant.
It's a lot of deals. So stuff's happening in the market. What are you seeing out there?
It is, yeah, absolutely. You know, it's like if you read the headlines out there, they'll be like, you know, rates are at the lowest point since, you know, in the last 15 months or something like that. And that's not quite the case there. But have they been trickling down? Yeah, they have been trickling down over the last few weeks here. And it's the slow drop that we've been talking about forever. It's not going to fall out the bottom. You know, but we're sitting more towards the mid sixes for a point right now. If you go back about 4 weeks, we were closer to the, you know, seven for a point. So it's been a nice little drop here. And it's created a lot of activity out there. And Scott will touch on this as well, but we're just seeing, you know, there's more showings happening. There's more offers going on each house. Your buyers out there are competing against more people for that same house. So, just as we predicted, it's going to be a busy spring.
Yeah, it's like we were saying at the opening, I've not seen activity numbers like this since 2022, and 2022 made sense. You know, we were at 2.7%. Everyone was in everybody was freaking out to go out, get their offers in, and buy that payment. So that made sense. What doesn't really make sense now is, yeah, we've had a little drop, you know, 6.5, 6.75, maybe 6, whatever. And the last three listings we've put on, 88 showings, probably going to have, you know, 10 to 15 to 20 offers on it. And a couple of our larger ones, same kind of thing, you know, 15, 18, 19, 20 showings in 2 days and selling very quickly. So it's definitely here.
Yeah. Again, we're going to continue with, more with the market update. We're going to go to our first caller here today. Harvey is calling from Coon Rapids. Harvey, thanks so much for calling the Minnesota Real Estate Show. How can we help?
Oh, you're welcome. Good morning. This is a real estate question, but not quite. I'm over 65, and we are looking into 55-plus co-ops. Are you guys familiar with that at all?
We are.
Because there is very, very few of them. And my question, and most of them are full, and we are on the list on two places, okay? But some people say that there is more being built, but it's, I wanted to know how we can find out so we can get into the ground floor.
Yeah, thanks for calling, Harvey. We appreciate that. It's a really good question about co-ops, lack of availability. Scott, thoughts on that one for Harvey?
Yeah, you know, it is probably one of the most misunderstood type of property in real estate. Maybe contract for deeds being the second, but the way that co-ops work are totally different than how townhomes work, obviously, than single family homes. So it is, I always tell my people, really, really educate yourself on how co-ops work to make sure it's what you want, what you're looking for and what you want to do. With that said, there's not a lot of them built. And, you know, I wish I had a way for you to get on the ground floor other than just Googling new co-op projects coming up. It's not a really big searched area on MLS. I don't even know. Is there an actual search on MLS? Yeah, there is. There is a co-op search, but I know there's not much.
Yeah, Harvey, you know what I would recommend too, and if you are not, hopefully you're having an agent, somebody that's helping you from a searching standpoint. If not, we would, of course, be happy to chat with you and do a little bit more off MLS calling, searching, et cetera, for you. And maybe just explore some other options too. I think Scott's point is that the co-op type of ownership where you own shares essentially in the unit is that there are limited numbers. And so maybe at least talking about exploring condos, townhomes, some other options, could be something as well. But you are right on the money that it's tough to find, but having a good agent in your corner that can make some additional calls for you, really get some boots on the street, we'd be happy to help you.
Yeah, and I mean, rule of thumb, so for example, let's say you have a buyer that's looking at $400,000 townhomes, for example, maybe 55 and older, communities, and they're all 450, 500,000, 600,000, whatever. A co-op might be $150,000. It might be, where you're like, oh my gosh, this is so cheap, so much more cheap. It's a different type of ownership, and your association payments are extremely, extremely high. And so, again, I'm not poo-pooing it. I just see a lot of people get into it. I've had clients call me through the years that aren't particularly happy they chose to go the co-op route instead of maybe just a 55 and older, condo building or whatever.
Yeah, we appreciate you listening to the show, Harvey. Hopefully that helps a little bit about co-ops and the opportunities that are out there. We're already up against our first break at the Minnesota Real Estate Show. We're going to continue after the break talking to Mike Overson of Luminate Bank. Just market update-wise, touch on a little bit more of the numbers as well here in the Twin Cities, what we're seeing real estate-wise. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Welcome back to the Minnesota Real Estate Show. We appreciate you joining us. 612-294-6949. Before we dive into our market update, just wanted to touch on a featured listing. Steve McDonald with the Minnesota Real Estate Team and RE/MAX Advantage Plus has one in Plymouth, 1080 Weston Lane North for $299,900. It is a completely updated twin home. It's two beds, one bath, two-car garage, has all-new kitchen flooring, appliances, painting, new mechanicals, electrical panel. And Steve says it's a rare opportunity, Scott, to own in the Cimarron Ponds development. They do have a community pool, tennis, pickleball courts, fun. And they got open houses today, Saturday from 11 to 1, and tomorrow, Sunday 12 to 2. That's 1080 Weston Lane North in Plymouth, 299.9. Scott, you got one too, bud?
I do. This is Tara Cardenas on our team with RE/MAX Advantage Plus. It is 13842 Franchise Avenue in Apple Valley. This is actually a radio client that Tara is helping. It's a modified two-story listed at $425,000, four-bedroom, three-bath, three-car garage, as Ryan would say, on the end of a cul-de-sac. Beautiful landscape, fenced-in yard, large kitchen with quartz, breakfast bar, main-level bedroom, main-level laundry, three bedrooms, everything you want, $425,000. This is a very hot property. I will not tell you the activity on it because it's currently active, but very hot property. Also, one of my favorite clients. I'm not sure I should say their last name, but
what's the address?
It is 13 842 Franchise Avenue. It's the Olsons. I can say that.
Yeah.
And they are longtime clients, great people, and this is a very, very good house.
Yeah, very cool, Mike.
I know them as well. And knowing what I know about them, working with them on the loan side of things, I imagine that thing is in pristine condition.
It is priceless. Let's say that it'll have more than one offer on it.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we like to give a little update, Twin Cities-wise, statewide here, from a real estate and a mortgage standpoint. New listings down year over year. This past week, 1,114 new properties came on the market. Pending sales year over year are showing down 771. And then the overall inventory is pretty flat compared to last year, 7,049 homes for sale. That median sales price is still up year over year to 370,000. Very limited inventory in the Twin Cities, really across all areas. All price points, agents, all of our agent friends and broker friends at the different companies. You see a lot of buyer need emails, a lot of people trying to find properties. They can't find it. And Mike, what did interest rates go down to again this week? Was it a slight drop?
Just a slight drop this week, yeah. You know, and if I look at just some of the examples that I locked this week, there was a VA deal I locked at 5.99, 30-year fixed. Couple conventional deals, 6.375, one at 6.5. Did an investment property at 699, you know, so depending on the loan type and your credit score, things like that, you're going to be, you know, you're going to be in those mid sixes for the most part, maybe a little bit better if you're doing, you know, VA or something like that.
Hey, this is, only been doing it for 20 years. This is something I wanted you guys to give me your feedback. And I was thinking about this and I talked to Ryan about it. So I'll try to simplify it. We have talked about, you know, there's some indications that some people think or some economists think interest rates are going to drop incredibly down under 4%, you know, in the next year, whether that's the case or not. And some of us don't believe it is. But if the concern is if rates go to 4%, then everything that's out there right now at 500 is 575. So you would be better off buying at 7 and refinancing and so on. But one thing I thought about was this. 2022. We had $16 trillion in refinances, way more than, so all of those people are now 3 years in sitting, so they're not selling. So you got all these people off the table that are not selling. Now, we have a bunch of people that would like to sell, but they're not, you know, they don't want to be at 7% interest rates. So my point is, if rates drop, let's say to 4%, now all those people that are 3-4 years in that are sitting at 2.7, they put their houses on the market. Other people know they can get more for their house, so they put houses on the market. So what would happen, even if rates dropped to 4%, if you went from 6,500 homes to 11,000? You know, it would counterbalance itself.
Yeah.
I mean, because I would think that a lot of those people are going to jump in. They're just not doing it because they're sitting on a 2.7 rate.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just going to be one of those things, too. It's like the
Scott's like, yeah.
The inventory.
You know, it kind of was like, that could happen.
I mean, a great discussion point,
yes,
Scott.
Yes, it could happen. I think it could. Because that's the fear is everything goes to 4%. Well, then we're back to 2022 and it's goofy. Something could balance it out. That might be it.
One thought, too. We were just talking to Connor Theofold from Midwest Money Management. We originally met through our real estate investment property seminars that our team does every month. Those are free. We share our knowledge, experience on buying investment property, whether you're looking to be a landlord, fix and flip. Well, today there's actually, it's called the Minnesota Real Estate Investor Success Summit. It's all day today at the DoubleTree in Minneapolis, Park Place, which is over at the West End. Scott, Mike, this is put on our friends from Pine Financial, who do a lot of great work from a lending standpoint in some unique investment property situations. A lot of great speakers over there. Yours truly will be doing a little talk, a little market update. But it's a great event. You can check it out again. It's called the Minnesota Real Estate Investor Success Summit. It's going on today, Mike. From a lending perspective, you've worked with those guys, know them, they do a nice job.
Yeah, they do. They got a lot of unique financing options. You know, if you're looking to do a fix and flip or something like that, that's kind of their bread and butter, if I remember correctly. So they kind of have some of those out of the box, you know, type of options that banks don't have, and so that makes them a great resource.
Yeah, be sure to check that out again if you want to stop out. Learn more about investment property. It should be a really good event here today. Guys, we were talking just market update here a little bit, Scott, and more activity coming on with properties, things warming up a little bit. It does seem like things are really starting to heat up, Scott. I can feel it.
Yeah, I mean, I'll give you just a quick example. I sold a teardown, a house that is being torn down in Minnetonka, to a client 3 months ago for $336,000. We ran into a reason why they were not going to build. It just got a little bit too expensive for them, so they didn't want to sell. So this is 3 months ago at $336,000. So we listed it. We had 7 offers, and they got 402. So in 3 months, $60,000 more than they bought that house for.
Did they get such a good buy on that, or was that?
You know, there were 8 offers on it the first time when we got it. So it was, you know, it was over list price at that point. But again, it goes back to, I don't really get it. I mean, we should not have this type of pressure with rates still at 6.7%. I mean, it makes sense if they were at 2.7, but it's in almost every kind of property, almost every kind of price range. It's just very, very aggressive.
Jerry, thanks for the text that came in. Again, you're welcome to join us, 612-294-6949. Says, I listen every week, love the show. Do most home builders still install low-end or builder-grade windows? Low-end or builder-grade windows. Thank you, Jerry.
Completely depends on the builder. You know, some builders use Anderson products. That's all they use. there are, I would say that the most common window used in what you would now consider maybe lower priced properties is it's a gel, what is it called? Gelwin or something like that. And I'm probably butchering that. But to answer your question, if it's a spec, probably going to have a little bit cheaper windows in it because they're doing it to sell it and maximize. If you're building it, you can choose your own
custom
window.
You're saying,
yeah, you can choose your own windows and they vary considerably.
Yeah, it is. Mike, any thoughts on that? You do a lot of new construction, what you're seeing?
Yeah, kind of a mix. You know, one of the builders I'm a preferred lender for, in 2025, one of their things that they made standard now is Anderson windows. So it is now standard on every single house that they have out there. And some, you know, and some don't go that route. I imagine the Nationals are probably not going that route with their windows. But, yeah, it's a mix.
Well, and what's interesting about it, and Ryan, you know this as well as I do. So when you're building, windows are a big thing. I mean, you're like, hey, what windows are you using? Da, 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 da. Fast forward 2 years later when it's an existing property, people walk in, they go, oh, cool, newer windows. I mean, yeah. That's about as important as it is on a resale. It's important when you're building it, but very, very few percentage of buyers really plug into windows after the home's built.
Yeah, and that's hard, especially when you invested a lot of money into windows, into a roof, into siding, a lot of these things when the new buyer, especially, again, you know, in today's world, they're looking to buy it. They're kind of expecting the windows to be good, the roof to be good, the siding to be, you know, dialed in. So it's harder sometimes. Again, you appreciate it as an owner, certainly.
Well, yeah, and it's very, very hard. So let's combine all those. You go into a seller and they're like, Scott, we got the best listing for you because we just put on a brand new roof for $40,000. We put in brand new AC and furnace for $12,000, we put in a drain tile system for $30,000. You know, we put in all new windows for $80,000, and guess what? That gets you a matter of about $5 because they're all expectations. It will help you sell quicker because, hey, this is cool. They got some newer things. But the expectation is the furnace works. The expectations is the windows don't let air blow in. So that's one of the hardest conversations to have because you just laid out $150,000 and it moved your sale price, you know, maybe $10,000.
We have a good link, too, if you're interested on home improvements and the return on those nationally. And it segments it by parts of the country. We're happy to share that with you as radio listeners as well. Feel free to reach out again, MNRealEstateShow.com, and we can send you that link. Say before or right after the break, we're going to be diving in again with Connor Theofold, Midwest Money Management. He's been waiting so patiently. It was kind of a rough week in the stock market world, and we're going to be talking a little bit about that as it relates to interest rates, real estate. Say before we do, though, I did want to just hit on one other listing. David Myers got one up in Coon Rapids for $340,000, 104th Lane Northwest, and he's doing an open house tomorrow, Sunday, from 12 to 2, and it's a one-owner home, very well-maintained. It's a split entry. It's in a great neighborhood. It's in the Alder Park, close to Alder Park. It's just steps away. And it's got a great deck overlooking a large fenced backyard. The trees were professionally trimmed in 2023. Lots of updates. A new hot water heater. We've got a newer roof. And as David said, great pride of ownership shows throughout. Full bath and 3/4 bath in the lower level. 2.5 car garage. A great starter home, David says, waiting for your personal touches. $340,000, again, open house tomorrow from 12 to 2. 1204th Lane Northwest. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Hey, welcome back to the next segment of the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Have one other listing to hit. Angel Ball, great agent on the team, has got one in Apple Valley, 15507 Garnett Way. It's a two-bed, two-bath, one-car garage listed for $225,000. She's doing an open house today and tomorrow, Sunday, 1 to 3 p.m. Again, two-bed, two-bath, one-car garage for $225,000, a really nice property. Again, listings are popping up. The sun is out there. Things are picking up with the real estate market. But Connor Theophold, and I want to be sure I give you the proper introduction for compliance before we do that. Connor Theophold is a certified financial planner professional for Midwest Money Management located at 17316 Kenyon Avenue in Lakeville, Minnesota. Securities offered through JW Cole Financial, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC. Fee-based investment advisory services offered through JW Cole Financial, JW Cole Advisors, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Midwest Money Management is independent of JW Cole Financial, Inc., and JW Cole Advisors, Inc. Connor, good to see you, buddy.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys. It's a pleasure.
Radio show. We were just talking about this young man and his dear father have a radio show.
Yeah,
you guys
yeah.
are every day.
Yeah, yeah. It's he's on, records 5 days a week, 3 hours a day during the week, and then it gets blasted all over the state. You know, depending on where you're driving here and there, you might hear it on a Saturday morning. You might hear it on your drive on a Wednesday afternoon or in the morning. It just kind of depends.
Tell us the name of the show again.
Yeah, it's called The Al Travis Show. You can find it on Facebook no matter where you are in the state.
Yeah.
Every segment is streamed live, and it's on there. And then, yeah, various radio stations all over the state. So
well, and you cover the NBA.
Yeah, so I do a segment with him about a half hour every Wednesday on the NBA action in the week before, and we do a lot of picking on games, and then the playoffs are, you know, right around the corner, so we get excited about that. No shortage of things to talk about, for sure.
I heard even better, your dear wife is also on the show.
She is. She's way better at it than I am.
Okay, tell us what she does.
Yep, so she does a segment called Megan's News in Review, and they talk all about news in Minnesota. So the show is primarily about Minnesota. It's for Minnesotans, about Minnesotans. A little bit of national stuff gets put in there, but it's a lot of the, you know, what's happening in St. Paul, what's happening with et cetera, all the smart people stuff that's way over my head.
Yeah.
That's what they talk about
so
on the show.
I have to just mention so we're in studio here at CCO before the show, and I completely forgot Connor's background. So I always give the little explanation on how to go on radio, because we also do this on social media. And so sometimes what happens is people are not close to the mic. And obviously, when you're listening, you need to be heard. And so I was giving Connor like the 101.
And he's being, so nicely, he's being the polite old guy thing, nodding. Oh, thanks, Ryan.
Oh,
appreciate
thanks,
that.
Ryan. Appreciate
really
it,
Ryan.
So, hey, it was a pretty brutal week in the stock market. Did you field a lot of calls from people freaking out? Or tell us what's going on.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So here's kind of the deal. We for sure had some calls. And we would never, you know, discount anyone's angst, especially about their money, right? It's a very intimate thing. I think we're coming off of, I think it's the seventh trading day in a row with plus or minus more than 1%. There's
wow.
a lot of volatility. It's really kicked up here in the last couple of weeks. A variety of reasons for that, but ultimately that is scary. You know, our clients are have a sleep at night factor, and I certainly do as a person who presses the button and, you know, manages a lot of the money, that we don't react to the headlines, right? It's easy to get wrapped up. We were just talking about those things that make you upset, you know, whether it's political or whether it's economic, whatever it might be. And we don't manage the money based off the headlines. You know, we have a very systematic and mathematical process. And again, like I said, the sleep at night factor for us is that we're in a pretty defensive position and have been for a number of weeks. And it kind of, you know, played out well. So our firm and our clients have held up well. For those that haven't, I just want to, you know, mention this. A 10% sell-off in the stock market is actually really, really common. It happens about every 11 months on average. So this kind of thing is healthy for the market. The market tends to overreact on the upside and the downside. And so this type of stuff happens, and it's important to take a breath, maybe get off the news or the you know, timeline, I guess, and you know, I don't know, go play catch with the kids or something. I'm not sure.
And just relax.
Yeah.
Relax a little bit. Yep. Let it just run its course a little bit. Just everybody take a breath.
Yeah, right. And I think it's hard, you know, for people.
Oh my gosh,
you know,
yeah.
When you think of people, especially those talking to a friend who is nearing retirement. And, you know, the uneasiness on how you deal with those things,
yeah.
You know, especially if they're thinking, hey, I'm getting closer to retirement and I just saw, hey, I had this money that I was planning on and now that's not there. You know, that is hard, Connor.
Absolutely it is. And that's that is really kind of the biggest risk for a lot of retirees and a lot of the retirees that we work with is, you know, hey, am I going to enter retirement or am I about to? And we have one of these big, scary, you know, big sell-offs, you know, bigger than we've had in the last couple of weeks, one of the deep ones that really do matter. And that's the risk that, you know, you have a professional to help you manage through, whether that's finding creative ways to support your lifestyle until things recover, or whether that is like we do, you know, kind of defending principle, you know, in a measured and managed way.
Go ahead, Ron. I was just going to say, I would think that there's different goals you have for different clients. So, for example, me in my 30s, I would have rolled the dice. I'm like, just aggressive as you can. You know, let's go on the idea that this is going to happen.
Yep.
But then, yeah, you start getting 65, you know, 60, 65, and, you know, you want your money to always be working for you, and you're not necessarily looking to hit a home run anymore.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah, that's probably the most important thing when you're talking about financial planning or personal investing is what is the bucket of money we're talking about, and what is the purpose of it? And purpose, the goal or the a word that gets thrown around a lot of times is time horizon, right? To your point, if I'm 65 and I'm getting ready to retire here at the end of the month, that money that I'm planning to draw on, we probably shouldn't be subjecting that to, you know, 20%, 30%, 40% risk in the stock market.
Yeah.
That should probably be available because I still need to, you know, pay the bills at the end of the month. Versus somebody who's younger who is worried about, hey, let's grow this money so that in 30 years when I need it, we've maximized it. It's a totally different conversation, and I do think it's easy, especially when you're reading those headlines or you're watching the news or whatever. You're watching the scary chart bounce up and down to forget which goals we've got in mind for you. And it's always important to just call your professional, call somebody, and get some reassurance. That's part of the kind of what's been planned for.
Connor, what's been going on with bonds? Have bonds been getting hit hard too?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I think it was, I haven't looked here in the last week, but I believe it was at the end of last year, it was the first time that we had a rolling average where the bond ag was negative, and I think ever. The truth is, interest rates and bond prices are directly correlated. As you guys all know, in the mortgage world and in the lending world, you know, when rates rise, bonds go down, and especially those long-dated bonds, those, you know, 10 and 30-year treasuries. So the last handful of years has been really, really tough for bonds. Things have improved a little bit because, you know, when the rates raise and now you've got a bond that's paying you know, 4, 5, 6%, there's a little bit of buffer there, right? That coupon can buffer some of the price volatility. Expect bonds will be, you know, a little bit better moving forward, certainly. But when you go from zero to five in a really short amount of time, it's tough for short-term bonds. We saw that play out really big time in 2022.
Mike, you've seen that too, obviously, that directly. I mean, that's what you guys are watching every day is the bond market, right?
Yep, exactly. So we know if rates are getting better or worse, we just watch the bond market, and, you know, and if the bond market's getting better, we know rates are getting better, and vice versa. If the bond market's getting worse, we know rates are getting worse.
So you're sitting there, like, do a lot of lenders just have a screen open with the bond market that you're just watching it, like, daily?
I mean, I do. So whenever, you know, Monday through Friday, whenever I have my computer on, I have it up there, and I just kind of just watch it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And just see it happen, and it's just kind of playing in the background. And, you know, some days it's like I'm watching it closely because it's like if certain people haven't locked in, it looks like there's going to be some sort of announcement coming. I mean, there can be a pretty immediate reaction in the bond market to something that the Fed say, right? And then all of a sudden the market starts, you know, declining and you want to, you know, start hitting your lock button.
So we're going to continue the discussion here with Connor Theophold from Midwest Money Management right after the break. Again, you're welcome to join us throughout the week, 612-294-6949. We also had a couple text messages that came in that we want to be sure we get to as well right after the break. This is the Minnesota Real Estate. Thanks for joining us for the final segment. Have a listing here on Prior Lake, 17660 Jet Circle for $750,000. Justin Voss is going to be there today. This is the 2022 home. Was just relisted with a price reduction for the Parade of Homes. It's a former model. He's going to be there today and tomorrow, Saturday from 12 to 3 p.m. Six beds, 4.5 baths, almost 4,000 square feet. It's got a large open floor plan, three-stall garage, ton of great updates as well. Again, open houses today, 12 to 3. Be sure to check that out, 17660. Jet Circle in Prior Lake for $750,000, Scott.
Very nice. I've got another one that Tara Cardenas, her second one that went on yesterday. This is 9968 Oak Shore Drive, just off of Crystal Lake. $525,000. This is a hard-to-find Rambler, three-bedroom, three-bath, heated and spacious two-car garage, completely updated walkout Rambler. Lake views of Crystal, everything that has to do around Crystal Lake's awesome. Spacious floor plan, luxurious primary master suite, four-season sunroom. I've seen this property. Great, great property. Listed at $525,9968 Oak Shore Drive, available today.
Had a texter said, good morning. A question for you guys. How important is it for buyers and sellers to work with experts in areas? I refer a ton of clients out to Metro agents and see some trying to work up here and don't know anything about the area. So it sounds like a fellow real estate agent or broker. Thanks for listening to the show. I have some thoughts, Scott.
Yeah, well, maybe I'll take one side of the thought, and then I think you can take the more positive side that is it is effective. It used to be back in the day, back, you know, 30 years ago, there were agents that specified in certain areas. So, you know, if you were listing your house in Plymouth, Shirley sold everything in Plymouth. That's who you went with. Broker reciprocity came out and everything went online. So now you can be an expert in many areas from a listing standpoint. But from a knowledge standpoint, when you're talking about like urban areas like Minneapolis, condos, why one story on one street in Minneapolis is 400 and a street over at 600, it's the same house. That kind of knowledge comes from actually market knowledge.
Yeah, and again, I think to the texter's question, there is a lot of specific knowledge. I have a lot of good buddies who work on some of the various lakes up north. They know they've networked well with a lot of the other brokers. They are connected. There is a lot of value to that, of course. And I think you know, most agents are generalists, if you will. There's some agents that are more specific. But I think the main point I would say, it's important to work with someone that does have some very good knowledge of the area, but even more importantly, knowledge of the transaction, the process, and is an overall good agent. I think that's important as well.
Well, here's a prime example of it. So I've been a licensed agent since 1999. I can sell properties all over Minnesota. When I've bought lake homes through the years in Brainerd or in Hayward, Wisconsin, I hired an agent to represent me.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, I was more than willing for that commission to be paid to have the expertise of an agent. Because again, what we talk about all the time, biggest thing you're ever going to do in your life is normally your house or buying a business, but normally your house. And you don't want to make a mistake on that for the idea that you think you're going to save a few thousand bucks. It doesn't. It's not worth it.
Hey, we may have to do a future show here in CCO. I see headlines up there talking about tariffs.
Yes.
And tariffs hammering the housing market. What's interesting is I saw last night just looking at news on X on my phone. It says that China and Canada are now imposing tariffs on each other. So. Sounds like it's not just the United States here. And this, Mike, your thoughts? I mean, are you seeing some things from your perspective, Mike, from the tariffs and interest rate-wise?
I mean, I guess nothing right now. Am I expecting anything earth-shattering to come out of this? I'm not to be honest with you. You know, home prices, home building, you know, tariffs, maybe new construction goes up a little bit because materials cost a little bit more, whatever the case may be because of that. On the interest rate, purely interest rate side of things, I don't know if that's really going to affect a whole lot on our end or not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody just relax.
Yes.
Just
yes.
take a breath. Let's let it settle in. In 6 months, we'll know what we're dealing with. Right now, it's everybody's guess. Is it going to be effective? Is it not going to be? Is it going to kill the housing market? Are interest rates going to go up? Are eggs going to be $95 an egg? You know what I mean? All that stuff. Just relax.
Well, I think part of it is, again, real estate is very local. We're seeing very limited supply in the Twin Cities, strong demand, multiple offers on many listings that are priced correctly. There are good things happening in the Minnesota real estate market. Before we leave today, I did want to give kind of a last thought and shout out. Connor, Theofold, last thoughts for listeners from Midwest Money Management?
Yeah, so I've got a really quick tip, and I you know, it's going to completely kill the buzz when I say tax time is approaching.
Yes!
Stick with me. Stick yes. with me here, okay?
We're here.
Middle of April, tax time, right? And with tax time comes deadlines. But I've got a little bit of a tip, and if anyone has questions, you know, you can give our office a call. If you have not yet and you are eligible to use an HSA, a health savings account, okay? This is a savings account or even an investment account tied to your health insurance plan, and you have not funded that account, you're going to want to get on that. The HSA account is not something that we sell or manage, but we always tell our clients, if you're eligible, if you have a high deductible health insurance plan and you're eligible for an HSA, fund that thing, because you get a deductible or a deduction in the year you fund it. The money grows tax-free, and then if you use it for qualified medical expenses, it comes out tax-free, meaning you never paid taxes on that money. So if you had expenses, for example, last year, whether it was getting a tooth fixed or some out-of-pocket medical expenses, you can actually open an HSA here before tax time, funnel money through it, and get that deduction, get that money reimbursed to yourself. And you may as well do it if you have the ability to.
Hey, best way for people to reach you guys, the good folks at Midwest Money Management.
Absolutely. You can give our office a call at 952-895-1055 or shoot us an email at team@midwestmoneymanagement.com. team@midwestmoneymanagement.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Great work, Connor. Love having Connor on. Mike Overson, Luminate Bank. Longtime partner with our team, with our show. Last thoughts for folks?
I get the question, is it a good time to buy? Like, should I buy now? That answer still is yes, it's a good time to buy. If the time is right for you, if the payment is manageable, like if you have the ability to buy and there's a want or need there, absolutely, it's still a good time to buy.
Scott, last thoughts for us?
Yeah, I'm going to piggyback on that. It is absolutely, and especially if you are a gambler or a little bit of a risk taker and you believe that there is sunshine in our future, right now at 6.5%, you are buying the home as low as we've seen basically in the last 2-3 years. You know, it's stayed pretty stable. If rates drop into the fours, it is going to go up. You refinance, you've bought the house that you need. You had a little bit more out of pocket for 5, 6, 7, 8 months, depending on when you can refinance, and then you set your payment for your long-term goal of living in that house.
Great job. Great show, buddy.
You too.
Mike Overson, Connor Theofold. Again, we appreciate you joining us for the Minnesota Real Estate Show, Saturdays 10 to 11. Throughout the week, please reach out, 612-294-6949 by phone or text. We help folks buy, sell, invest in real estate. Please don't ever hesitate to reach out with any questions at all. We're here to be a resource for you. Enjoy the sunshine.
Whoa. Okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on. Let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or?
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
today. Nice weather here in Minnesota. Get out, enjoy the day. Take care. Ciao.
Whoa. Okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.